For years, we've heard the message that if you're looking to bring about change in your community, to make your state or your country a better place, running for public office is one of the best ways to do it, whether it's the city council or school board or serving at the state or federal level. But in this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, commentator Joe Matthews says he's noticed a disturbing trend recently. He says some high-profile public servants in the Golden State are stepping down, many of them voluntarily, and heading for the world of nonprofits.
I think probably the best example is the assembly member from San Diego, Lorena Gonzalez, perhaps the most powerful state legislator, best known for laws in the labor field, bringing regulation to the gig economy and freelance work, and also to Amazon and similar warehouses. She just quit the legislature midterm and to take a leadership job at the California Labor Federation, the very powerful alliance of unions representing about 2 million members in the state.
Well, that's not completely surprising. As you say, she's been a big advocate of labor issues and workers' rights. Are there any other examples you can give?
My head turned when Tino Cuellar, who's brilliant Stanford professor and international relations and legal scholar who'd been on the California Supreme Court since 2015, who quit as a justice. I mean, that's usually a career-capping job. That's the second most powerful court in the United States after the U.S. Supreme Court, to run a big international think tank, the Carnegie Endowment. You know, I think of the San Joaquin Valley, where I spent a lot of time, and it strikes me that perhaps the two of the most ambitious and appealing politicians in the Central Valley have decided not to be in office. The former mayor of Fresno, Ashley Swearingen, who's probably the strongest potential Republican candidate for governor or anything else. Gavin Newsom has said he's glad she isn't running. She's made a turn to philanthropy and building up of the Central Valley Community Foundation. And then pretty well-known Mayor Stockton, after being turned out by voters, Michael Tubbs, young Stanford graduate, rags to riches story, African-American, deeply connected in Democratic politics, friend of Oprah Winfrey, who could probably run for any number of offices and win them, has essentially decided to stay out of politics and build a movement to end poverty in California. There are other examples, but those three really point to a trend of people deciding that you might be able to make more public impact out of office than in.
And what's really interesting about the examples you've cited is we've got office holders from both sides of the aisle. As you mentioned, Tubbs is a Democrat, as is Gonzalez. Swearingen is a Republican. Also, a range of positions, including all three branches of the government, legislative, executive, and judiciary. Why do you think this trend is happening now?
These are all really smart and distinguished and accomplished people. I think there's part of them recognizing in very different contexts and, you know, for a variety of reasons. But one big reason is that it really stinks to be in California government. You don't have a lot of power. You're not particularly well paid, and you take a lot of abuse. So when Lorena Gonzalez leaves the legislature to go to the Labor Federation, she's probably going to be in a role at the Labor Federation where she has more power. Michael Tubbs sees more power in a social movement, and our social movements are quite powerful in the state. You can maybe get more things done outside than inside.
This is also coming, obviously, at a time when public officials are catching a lot of heat, often from their constituents.
Yeah, I mean, there are people protesting in houses. It's a rise in threats. The online world is crazy. It's not pleasant. I mean, if you're good, if you have other options, and those are the people with other options are the people that you actually tend to want in the government, right? They're more likely to be independent, less corrupt, and they're probably smarter and more effective. But people like that, you know, I mean, are going to look at government service and say, in this state at least, and say, why bother? I mean, particularly if I can make impact in all these other ways outside of state or local service.
What's wrong with these kinds of people not serving in government and opting to bring about change in other ways?
There's nothing wrong with that for them. It may be good for them. I think it's probably logical. It's probably the right move. It allows smart people to have a better impact. But I would say that we've had a lot of governance problems and governance failures in the state, and we do need government to work. I mean, it's great for the Carnegie Endowment and for Tino Cuellar to be there leading it. But it's hard to find scholars of that depth and range, you know, and get them on the California Supreme Court. I mean, we want the very best people on that court. The problem is a system that doesn't do very well by public officials. And we should remember that if the best among us decide that serving the public is not best done through public office, we're going to have some very bad people in public office.
Joe Matthews is a commentator with Zocalo Public Square. He joins us every Thursday. And you are listening to KCRW.